friend came to me, sadness in his eyes, told me that he wanted help before his country dies. Oh, I couldn't feel the pain, I knew I had to try. Now I'm asking all of you to help us save some lives.
Hello again and welcome to I've Got a Beatles Podcast with Dave and Chris. And today's topic, looking back through our archives, we haven't talked about the Quiet Beatle as much as maybe we want to or could. Yeah. So the idea we came up with today, instead of just doing an album review or talking about songs specifically, we wanted to focus on George's voice and some what we think are really great vocal performances in his solo catalog. Now everybody knows all the great Beatles songs that George sang, like While My Guitar Gently Weeps or Something or things like that, but it turns out he really kind of blossomed once he left the Beatles in terms of his singing.
Oh, most certainly. I mean, you can easily name the best two or three vocal performances of George and the Beatles, but I spent the week just digging deep into the catalog and finding a whole bunch of vocal gems.
Oh yeah.
So it was a nice respite from all the hard work and stuff that we have to do to listen to all this great George stuff.
Exactly. And it's kind of interesting because when you think of the Beatles, you think of, especially their singing, you almost always think of John and Paul because they wrote most of the songs. They sang the great majority of the songs. And you really know those George tunes because they kind of stand out. And I think it was just maybe bad luck in a way that George was overshadowed by two of the greatest singers in rock history, as well as songwriters and everything else. But I think, wouldn't you say, listening back to all these tunes, that there are some characteristics about George's singing that stand out?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll get into details about those characteristics as we respond to some of our choices here.
Yeah.
He's definitely got a crisp kind of pronunciation a lot of times. I think he what really stood out to me is how melodic his singing is. Very melodic, even in times where there's too many words and in time when there's barely any words. We might get some examples like that as well going forward. And of course we heard Bangladesh there. That's one of the one of my favorite George traits is when he gets very pleading with
yearning,
yearning, pleading. What are a few of the characteristics that stand out to you?
Well, that's one of them. Is this that the pleading, the earnest way of singing things, especially when he gets in his high range, that really stands out. I think if you had to describe John's singing in one word or two words, I don't know, what would you say? Maybe more hard-edged a lot, or there's kind of a bite to it?
Yeah, John's singing's got more of a bite to it, and maybe Paul's is prettier at times.
Yeah, yeah.
George, a lot of times, sounds like George, you know, like a guy singing.
Yeah. There's a certain vulnerability, I think, in a lot of George's songs. It really stands out, as we'll talk about with some of our choices, that just this kind of open, bare naked singing here, that just this is who you are, or this is who he is, and this is how he sings, and he's talking directly to you. It feels like a very personal type of singing.
Yeah. and a lot of softness.
Yes, right.
Throughout, like too. A lot of these songs, if you think of in the Beatles catalog, if you think of Long, Long, Long.
Yeah, good choice.
Very soft and sweet, but strong too. This first example won't be an example of softness at all.
No. So the first song, you want to go through our list here?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we've each picked a list, and as usual, I don't know what Chris chose. He always knows what I chose, but yeah. I don't.
Well, get yourself a second computer so you can play the clips.
Yeah.
We'll rig it sometime so that I don't know anything you played.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll do it the other way around. So. So we'll start with my first track here. And it's the very famous song. It was a single in the U.S., a kind of a big hit. I think it hit around number 10 from All Things Must Pass. And why don't we listen to a little of What Is Life and then talk about it.
What I feel, I can't say.
So What Is Life from All Things Must Pass, and I chose this, and it's not only a great song, but it has a very impassioned vocal, and to me it has these two Georges. A lot of his songs have two different characters in them. So in the verse, I describe it as straightforward singing with a little bit of sass, actually. I think he's got a little sass in it. And then when it gets to the chorus, he wails. He goes up much higher and has more of an edge to it. So you hear these two Georges, and it goes back and forth between those two.
Yeah, this is definitely a very strong vocal. Yeah. I think it's a good example. I was going to play a different one that I decided not to do, also from this album, Beware of Darkness. I think both of them show like a range of dynamics in some of his songs, and this one definitely, you know, I'm sure we'll hear another one from this album. When I was going through this, I vacillated back and forth all over the place, and I'm sure you did too, All Things Must Pass, because there's so many great vocals from George on this album. Really strong out.
Yeah, I know, you could almost just do a best vocals of All Things Must Pass and leave it at that. There's just so many great tunes, but we thought it'd be fun to give more of a broad career retrospective instead of just one album or two albums. So yeah, I know it was hard. I agree. It was tough to whittle it down. But anyway, that was my choice from All Things Must Pass.
Now I'm gonna play a. This is not a George original, and it's one of the last songs released from George. This is a song from Harold Arlen with lyrics by Ted Kaler, and it's Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Let's hear it.
And again. One, a two, a one, two, three.
I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You got me in between the devil and the deep Lucy. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I wanna cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you.
Very interesting choice there.
Yeah, that's from Brainwashed, and it just really stuck out to me when I was listening, and the range is excellent. And I think, too, the production of that one, like, really makes his voice stand out and sound terrific and kind of just carry the song.
Yeah, it's a real, like, carefree kind of singing. It's very different than the way Paul sings those standards on Kisses on the Bottom.
Yeah.
This is a lot less forced, it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of joy and energy in a couple of the songs on Brainwashed. You know? Really stuck out to me as a great track. So.
Yeah, and Harold Arlen tunes are not easy to sing. Try singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's not a very easy song to sing. A lot of leaps and a lot of weird intervals and things. So George does a good job on that one.
Yeah, okay, so now the next Dave pick.
Yes, this is a song, I believe it's the last song on Living in the Material World, and it's called, appropriately enough, That Is All. Song has some of the has some two Georges in it as well. I think it has the I wrote down here a sense of vulnerability in the vocal, real exposed, and very rangy melody and lots of falsetto, which I really like hearing George sing with falsetto. So if you're not a musical person, what falsetto is when if what guys do when they hit really high notes, they switch to a different range in their voice. And can go much higher, and Paul does it all the time, but this has a real beautiful, tender, kind of world-weary, prayer-like quality to this love song.
Yeah, pretty good song. I mean, I think when we reviewed it, we might have talked about it sort of as a so-so song, but
yeah,
when you're concentrating especially on the vocals, it kind of improves the song definitely. His voice, that range is he's getting really up there even in falsetto. So
And that's you brought up a good point that I was thinking about making my list was, do I like the vocal because it's a good song, or do the best songs have the best vocals, or am I just, like you said, listening specifically for the vocal quality, which may be good on a mediocre or not the greatest song? And that's a different thing to listen for. You're kind of targeting what you're hearing.
I'll have an example a little bit later that does just that, like a song that maybe I don't know, but the vocals are just terrific on it.
Great.
Now this one is not that case. In fact, you could call this one of the best songs of the 80s.
Whoa, that's a big claim.
Big claim. And in a band with four other legendary singers, George absolutely carries this terrific song from the Traveling Wilburys. Everybody knows it. We'll play a little bit of it. Handle with Care.
Shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found.
passion's terrible. But baby, you're adorable, and you'll be with care. I'm so tired of being.
Well, as much as we love Roy Orbison, this is not a show about Roy Orbison, so we'll leave it there. But
ugh, yeah, I was waiting for the Jeff Lynn part.
I know. Yeah, that's a great all-around song, and real earnest vocal, and it's like, it's very strong, very pointed, very, you know, George gets all the best parts of this one. And
yeah.
It's convincing.
Oh, yeah. The other thing, I have talked disparagingly in the past. Once or twice, about Jeff Lynne's producing, because I don't quite like the way he makes the drum sound. But the way he makes particularly George's vocal sound on this and on Cloud Nine and some other collaborations with him is terrific. He does a great job of making George's voice sound. In fact, I think he sat him down and he's like, hey, George, your voice is top notch.
Yeah.
And you've even on All Things Must Pass, there are songs that sort of cloud his voice a little bit. And yeah. Jeff Lynne's production really brings out George's voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. Very true. Well,
so there's your compliment, Jeff Lynne.
Yeah. Yes. Because it doesn't come around very often. So. Well, very nice. We'll come back to a Jeff Lynne producer.
Friend of the show, Jeff Lynne.
Friend of the show, Jeff Lynne. Well, we'll get a chance to talk about Jeff a little bit later in today's show.
Ooh.
Yes. So my next tune, pivoting back a few years, is on another really great album. This is one that you and I both like a lot. This is his album, self-titled, or a fancy music critic word is eponymously titled album. George Harrison, this is the song, Your Love Is Forever.
Sublime is the summertime warm and lazy. These are perfect days like heaven's about here. But unlike summer that came and went,
what do you think of that one?
Oh, wow. Just real good. That really stood out. Him backing up himself.
That's a really good observation. The love when George harmonizes with himself.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a couple examples the kind of weirdest one that I came across in my research was the one from Dark Horse, a song we both liked
called
Far East Man. And he's singing, and then he's singing like two octaves higher at the same time. But here it just sounds perfect. It's just really terrific.
Yeah, this has that tender sound. And he was writing the whole album basically for Olivia, his second wife. And I guess I just like George singing in falsetto because it's another one that's really high and not straining. Like sometimes he can get a little strainy, a little whiny. But this one... This one is really Right on. So definitely a good tune.
Yeah, I think. The other thing that struck me was I'm sitting here. It's been raining all day here in Chicago. There, it's been hot and terrible all day. And
yes.
He was singing about how perfect the weather was.
Yeah, that's so true.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Good point.
That kind of leads right into this choice. This is my track that I picked from All Things Must Pass, and you know what? I'll just play it, and we'll just go right into it.
Great track that is.
Yeah, I chose this one. I thought I first of all, I was looking for one of the songs that was a little bit different than the rest of his tunes, and so he didn't go country very much, but he sounds so good on it. It sounds someone made the comparison to John Wesley Harding kind of period Dylan, and this song actually is a supposedly about Dylan. Come out and play live a little bit more, please, buddy. And then he shows up for the concert of Bangladesh, so it worked.
I know, it worked.
but once again, you have that sweet kind of backup vocal accompanying himself. There's a fantastic version on Early Takes of this. And Giles Martin, who has been kind of going through Harrison's archive, calls that one he loves these folk tinge spoken word quality of Harrison singing on that take. So I very much encourage people to listen to that one. I picked this version particularly just because I love those backup vocals.
Yeah, definitely a great song. It pairs well with that other song on All Things Must Pass. Well, it didn't make the album, but it's on the re-release of it. The bonus track, I Live For You, has that same kind of country quality, but George, I don't know why George didn't do more of that. He sings it well. He sings that style well.
Had he released a whole album of it, I bet you it would have been gangbusters.
Yeah, better than Ringo's Boku of Blues.
Take that back!
Yeah, no, sorry.
I'm kidding.
Alright, well, on that note, my next track is off of, and I will say, my favorite George solo album, which is I would say, I mean, All Things Must Pass is great. I love it. Obviously, we'll talk about this in detail someday. It's too much for one sitting. So I like, for in terms of a one disc album here, I'd say 33 and a third is my favorite album of his. I think he really kind of refreshed his career at that point after the awful voice problems and the tour in mid-70s. So this was a return to form. And this is a song that he wrote about Herb Alpert. And you can listen to it now. It's called Learning How to Love You.
Become more distant. learn to grow.
Yeah, that song stands out to me just for a couple of reasons. George is underrated in terms of his soul type singing. That has a little bit of jazz, but it's very soulful. And did we talk about that a little in the Dark Horse album, maybe?
Yeah, the same track we mentioned earlier.
Far East Man. Yeah,
Far East Man is sort of that. It seems sort of David Bowie plastic soul kind of sound.
Yeah.
And this is another good example of that. Like he could totally sing that style of music.
Yeah. And it's like real melodic too. Very memorable tune. He's not just singing the blues or something. It's very melodic.
I think this is a good example too of how he doesn't, you know, overdo it.
Right.
When the song doesn't require going crazy with the vocals, he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, there's a restraint there that sometimes his bandmate doesn't always adhere to. Exactly.
That is true. That is very true.
Yeah. Anyway, that's mine for from 33 and a third. What do you have next?
Well, I'm going to go back to George Harrison's album, George Harrison, and I'm going to play an example, and I'm actually going to start this in the middle of the song. The song Soft Hearted Hannah, and I like the song. It's a good song. Maybe, you know, not, there's days I skip it. but I wanted an example of this thing he does, and he does it, another song that is an example of this is All Those Years Ago, where he's singing a whole lot of words and some odd words, but still hitting just the melody just perfectly, and the pronunciation of every word is just straight on. So I thought we'd go to this middle section where he kind of has a lot to sing. And so this is Soft Hearted Hannah about midway through.
Seven naked native girls swam seven sacred pools. Lone Ranger smoking doobies, had you breaking all the rules. Get your clothes on, or else I'd be around. If it wasn't for my sunstroke, I would take you on right now. I'm still smiling.
I'm still smiling.
I fell in love with my soft-hearted hand.
Oh, that's a fun song too, and yeah, he gets a lot. There's a lot of words. I wonder, you know, people rag on Bob Dylan, of course, for his vocal quality, but I defy anybody to show me, even when he's saying a lot of words, show me a recording where you can't understand them. You can always. Dylan has had really good diction, and I think that stands out about George on this track and others. You can always understand the words.
Yeah, absolutely, and not just that. But I bet you if in almost every George Harrison song, if you took out all the words and you put in like saxophone there, it would be an interesting melodic line. And musically, it's just, he's hitting precise notes, precise lengths of notes, you know, just a terrific. That whole album is we're going to have to do a review of George Harrison, but we're both going to give it at least 8.
Probably. I know, definitely. Absolutely.
Just
true.
A real underrated album.
Yeah. Well, that grows well into the next song that I picked because Soft Hearted Hannah is pretty humorous, has a lot of funny lines. And so does this next one. This is from his last album, Brainwashed. I won't say the title. It's track 2 on the album.
Gaze at the ceiling from below, standing like a Michelangelo.
die that Saturday night. I ride believing from home. Find every step inside St. Peter's Dome. Claustrophobic and ex-Catholic last Saturday night. Now how come nobody really noticed? Puff of white smoke knocked me out. Truth is hiding, lurking, banking. Things I do at night. It's quite suspicious, to say the least. Even mentioned it to my local priest. One of all the three Hail Marys each Saturday night. Let's hear Count 'em all, Chingers.
What do you think of P2 Vatican Blues?
That's funny. That's really good. What was your why did you make that choice?
Because I think going along with the humor idea, George was very dry and sarcastic and had a certain wit to him, and a lot of times it gets clouded over by the really spiritual type songs, but when he does it, he has a certain delivery, the way he says the lines, the way he sings it. You can't help but laugh. It's funny, and he's not laughing while he's singing it. It just comes off really well. And I like his little mutterings and sound effects. And he delivers the zingers in a way that one can imagine him kind of winking at the microphone. So I think it gives a different side of George in this vocal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Real good track.
Yeah.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum here, I'm going to go back to Living in the Material World and play a song called Be Here Now. It's also the opposite end of the spectrum of the last one I played, with a whole lot of different words that he's got to sing melody to. This one's got very, very, very few words that he sings very well. And distinguishes the tune very well. So here we go. Be here now.
Remember now. Be here now. As it's not.
That song, since we reviewed that album, has just been a staple in my, not just in my listening, but in my mind as I'm walking around and thinking about it. It's just so serene, and the subtlety of the volume that he uses it just completely captures what he's going for, the serenity of it. And there's a whole beautiful section in the middle, talk about him accompanying himself, where multiple vocal kind of layers, just a terrific song. I love that song so much.
I agree. It's sparse. There's not a lot of words there. but they're delivered in a really effective way and a very spiritual way.
Yeah.
That it's, like you said, serene and as if it's, again, sort of prayer-like and very, very serious, but
yeah,
but really also just a beautiful melody because they're small snippets that you can really remember.
Paul would be here now. Do, 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 do.
Oh.
So, no, just, I love that song.
Yeah, very good choice. So, my last choice for the list here is a big hit. It kind of goes without saying here. It brings us back to our old friend Jeff Lynne. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a reason why songs are hits. And this one, not only does it have a great musical backing track, but the vocal really stands out. So let's hear George's last number one hit. Has just a lot of energy and very direct, like right in your face kind of vocal from George on that one. And then as the song goes on, we've talked a lot about John's histrionics and Paul's histrionics, but there's some George histrionics in this one when he goes, I got my mind on you. He has a little more subtle than Paul's.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
But he's got him too. So pretty.
Yeah, good. We played two songs in a row with very few lyrics. In fact, the Weird Al Yankovic parody of this was this song is just six words long. Pretty good vocal. So I mean, he really sings it.
Yes.
You know? which leads perfectly into my next choice. This one. Is the last song from All Things Must Pass. A really passionate singing from George. It's Hear Me, Lord. Yeah, there's a old pleading George.
There's pleading George,
like on Wawa, Bangladesh.
Yep.
Try some, buy some.
Yep.
You hear examples of that. I think pleading George is definitely passionate George, who's singing with some real emotion about things that he cares a lot about.
Yeah.
So that's why I really respect him, and that's this song. This song really was You know, you hear Isn't It a Pity for the second time, and you might quit on the album, but, you know. although I like that song a lot, too. But,
yeah.
I've missed this song a lot. And, this really stood out when I listened to it.
Yeah, back to that prayer thing. It's very, very direct, and it's another way of being spiritual, but not preachy at all, because the music's good and the vocals are really sincere.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, like I said, I'll say again, this album, we picked three songs off of it. We could have picked any of the songs, pretty much, except maybe Apple Scraps.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, the interesting, you made the comment as we wrap things up here. You said that George sounds very sincere, and that was the comment I wrote down here for myself, that George almost always sounds sincere no matter what he sings, whereas Paul sometimes, you know, he's the consummate professional who sings the tracks. You don't really know all the time what he really believes in singing-wise. You get the impression there's never any BS with George. Like, it's very... Every song seems to be chosen with care and sung with care.
Yeah.
Maybe with a few exceptions we didn't talk about. Well, we'll do a George Duds episode someday.
Yeah.
But
there was a lot of songs on the sidelines that are borderline, you know, even when a weaker album like Dark Horse, I really love Simply Shady.
Yeah.
For one, he really tries to sing really great on that one.
Yeah.
And a Gontropo, you know, has a couple like That's the Way It Goes isn't so bad. Yeah. Unknown Delight. And, I think both of us, we mentioned Dark Sweet Lady you know, like from a different album is pretty good. So he's got so many vocals. Now, we're in the late 40s of our episodes. And I had a great idea that I'm going to spring on Dave right here on the podcast.
Uh-oh. All right.
And that is you, the listener, give us an idea for our 50th episode. What do you want our 50th episode to be? And we'll do it. We're going to do a listener-picked 50th episode. Do you like it?
I like the idea. How will we choose the... What if we get 10 different choices here?
Oh, well, I'm sure we will get 10 different... choices. We'll just choose one.
Okay. All right.
Somebody will be the winner. It's not really a competition, but
I like
somebody will
idea.
Choose one of them, and maybe we'll do your other suggestions later.
Yeah.
But we got a 50th episode coming up. We appreciate you so much, and this will be a way for us to give just a little something back.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I'd like to do that. So start thinking of some ideas that you can share with us. You can either Facebook us or. Use Twitter or even email. On our Facebook page, we have a email address listed, so that'll work as well. So, be great.
Okay, so we'll go out now with our vocals, you know, and maybe we'll do another one of these episodes coming up, like Best George Slide Guitar Solos.
Definitely,
or Best Paul Bass. A couple more of these, and we've got a couple in the can and a couple more ideas we're coming out with, so
sounds good. Well, let's finish with another big hit for George, which featured sort of a mini reunion of the Beatles, which was on his album Somewhere in England. This was the tribute to John Lennon, which I think we like the song and think that it has a great vocal, almost sounding like George is singing to John.
Another example of that soft-hearted Hannah kind of thing where he says a lot of words.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll go out today with All Those Years Ago and catch you next time.
I'm shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog.
dream.